Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX Free Money Movement. And yes, welcome to another positive and empowering WKMX positive power meeting. This is indeed our KMX morning meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. And the way we get our day started right over here is by asking ourselves a great question. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And I love asking that question because let's think about what is the most positive thing that you could possibly do. The first action of success is always just simply waking up. You got to be in it to win it. And waking up is just a blessing because, you know, so many others out there, so many people in the past, you know, I mean, we only have but so much time in this life, so we might as well make the most of it. You know, I remember, a program like Mr. Rogers when I was a kid, you know, let's make the most of this beautiful day. And since we're together, we might as well say, you know, I just like that because there's something to that, you know. Make the most of this beautiful day. I'm going to cut right into it. Before we get all into our MVP and all of this good stuff, which, of course, is very, very important and very valuable and definitely very beneficial to you, let's precursor this whole program today by making sure we get into those five affirmations that Dr. K shares with us every single day. You know, today will be my day. I am a winner. I know I can do it. I know I will. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. And let me share it with you. These are the things that are important for you to know. These are the things that are important for you to know. And not just you, also your personal MVP. And your personal MVP is a person that's inside of you that's waiting to come out. The person that you are looking to find. The person that you are waiting to become. That person is there the whole time, and the only thing you have to do is just step up to the plate and say, you know what, I'm ready to go and connect the dots. I'm ready to connect the A to the Z with this thing. You know, I'm going to get right with my personal MVP. I'm going to look them square in the eye, and I'm going to smile because I'm going to share something with you, that personal MVP. You know, one thing I learned a while back in life, you know, when I do a prayer, you know, all prayers answered in advance. Absolutely no doubt. No reservation. No hesitation, you know, no negativity, no doubt, no second guessing. You know, all prayers are answered in advance. It takes faith and belief, all right? And you can believe in anything in this world, but there's nothing more worthy of believing in than yourself. So let's just think about that for a moment. Take a second to absorb that fresh breath of air, that breath of life, whatever it is that you need. Just take a moment to absorb that. And while you do that, I'm going to take a walk over to the mirror to get with the personal MVP. And I would encourage you to do so as well. So here we go. And now connect yourself with your personal MVP. That person's been waiting for you the whole time. They're staring right there back at you in the mirror. You notice that they have an eerie similarity to somebody that's very familiar to you, and that is you. That is you. And with that smile on your face, embrace this smile. Take that deep fresh of life, all right, and just appreciate the fact that you are unique, you are special, you are blessed, you are original, and you are not put on this planet to be anybody else other than yourself. God can accept you the way you are, and I'm going to share something with you. You have no reason not to accept you the way that you are either. You know, gratitude is a perfect attitude because gratitude is appreciation. Nobody is guaranteed anything. There are no blessings. There's no code that says what you are supposed to have or what you're not supposed to have. Anything is all subject to the grand architect to the designer, the grand architect of the universe, and everything is a blessing. I was thinking scientifically for a minute. They talk about the Big Bang Theory, and I like the Big Bang Theory because I like science, and I know somebody's out there saying, yeah, you know, life started with the bang, and it was nothing, and then all of a sudden there was everything. And now we take a look, and there's all this biodiversity. You know, we have an element chart, and they show all these different elements, and we know that these are the elements that make up matter. And we know that. But the question is, where did all the elements come from? How did the elements get there? How does physics, which we know an object in motion will tend to stay in motion, how does physics all of a sudden become completely set backwards, and then no object becomes every object? You know, it's one of the great mysteries. And I don't know the answer, and I'm not going to try to sit around and act like I do have the answer. I'm not going to say that, you know, scientists are even wrong when they say that the Big Bang Theory and sit there and debate with that. Maybe they're right, right? But I'll say this. I'll have faith in the fact that I'm grateful for whatever it is that happened, however it is that happened. I'm grateful that it did happen. And that's the proper relation for inquiry into things that we really don't know that benefit us tremendously. Because life is a blessing. The planet is a blessing. People are a blessing. All these wonderful experiences we get to experience every day are a blessing. And none of this stuff is going to last. None of this stuff is going to last. So what is the greatest thing about having an attitude of gratitude? It puts you in a frame of mind where you appreciate the small things. You appreciate the small things because small things are what great things are made of. If this entire universe could come from absolutely nothing, then what would you think everything is made of? Nothing. And it doesn't take anything to make you happy other than a fresh perspective, a good frame of mind, and a positive attitude. So have you started your day in a positive way? Do you have what it takes to succeed? If you had nothing, would you be happy? No, you probably want a little bit more. Well, then you need to get deeper into your level of gratitude. Because if you had nothing, you would have everything. All right? Supposing that the scientists are correct, or supposing that you are real, because you are made up of so many different things, and you just and however many things that they are, and whatever are things that they are, they all came together to form one awesome, amazing, unique cocktail that has so much beauty, so much perfection, and so much success already, because it's here, all right? And it's still enduring through its time and space, and this is something worthy of being appreciative of and grateful for. So, guys, I want to ask you, have you really started your day in a positive way? Are you truly feeling blessed? Do you truly feel like you are actually one of the greatest things the universe has going on right now? Because if you don't, I'm sharing something with you. Your perspective needs to change because this is absolutely a fact that is true. If you go and look at the stars in the middle of the night, there are thousands of them. If you go to the beach, you see thousands of granules of sand, right? Each and every one of these things is special because it's here, and it doesn't have to be, right? It doesn't have to be. And even the smallest things and the greatest things have the one common thing and common thread in common, and that's that they're here. And there's that in and of itself is a blessing because they don't have to be, right? So you don't have to look for somebody else to validate your worth. You don't have to do anything. Eventually, your time will elapse, and what are you going to do in the meantime? Are you going to worry about what happened yesterday? Are you going to be stressed out over what may potentially happen tomorrow, or are you going to live in a moment, enjoy the moment, and get the most out of it, and continue to build, improve, increase in abundance and love and care and consideration and nurturing the only person that you truly have any control over in this entire planet, in this entire world, in your entire existence, and that's the person staring back at you in the mirror, your personal MVP. I want you to be the best coach that you possibly can be for your personal MVP, and there are just certain basic things that will really make that experience with them tremendous, because when they're celebrating a victory and they're celebrating their championship and they're popping their champagne and they have a great smile on their face and they're being tickled to death, all right? The same thing is happening to you. The same exact thing is happening to you. And you share that experience, which is magical, and nobody else in this entire planet can ever have that other than yourself. So, guys, I want you to think about that, and anything else that you want in this world is attainable. There are only four keys to success, period. There are only four keys to success, and any successful person could tell you about them. And I could say this over and over and again like a broken record, and I'm going to continue doing that because somebody needs to hear this, and somebody needs to hear this today. Commitment, make that decision. Consistency, be consistent, repetitive. Actions, regular, routine. Make sure that you are working and putting one step in front of the other each and every day. Don't be afraid to work hard. I learned that from my grandmother. Don't be afraid to work hard. If it's going to be, it's up to me. But be consistent. Don't stop. Don't stop going. Don't stop walking closer towards your dreams, your goals, and aspirations. Drive. What is passionate? What is driving you? What is motivating you? What inspires you? Why? What's your reason? What's your cause? What do you love? What do you fear? What is it inside of that heart of yours that makes you say, you know something, I need this right now, and I'm not going to quit? Because that's all it really takes. Championships are made out of something called heart, and you have it. You have it. So figure out what you love. Figure out what you're passionate about. Figure out what it is that burns you up, and make sure that you have that, stimulate your consistency, and reinforce that commitment that you made. And most important of all, be determined. Be determined. Because without the determination of the will of God, where would any of us be? Let's be completely honest with that. Where would any of us be? There are black holes, cosmic disasters every second in this universe. There is a disaster happening. A major disaster happening every second in this universe. And we know this. So when will our time be? We are not going to worry about that because we notice that time is a pretty big thing. Space is a pretty big thing. Our world is a pretty big thing. Our universe is a pretty big thing. In fact, these things are humongous, all right? And if we are on the whim of random acts, and at random occurrences, and any minute that anything could happen because God is not real, then make the most of your time while you have it right now. And if God is truly indeed real, and he has given us the blessing and given us a wonderful opportunity to just exist, then make the most of every second that you have, all right? Because I'm going to share something with you. Let's deal factually. Yesterday is gone. It is only a figment of your imagination after that point. And tomorrow is only a figment of your imagination. And today's are what realities are made of. Today's are what realities are made of. And I'm sharing this with you from the bottom of my heart with all sincerity and all love, regardless whatever your belief structure is. The most important belief structure is to connect with that personal MVP of yours and believe in that person and give them what they need to get to the next level. And that's pretty much it. That's the whole purpose of my message this morning. And I hope that that breaks through, and I hope that that stimulates that great cosmic epiphany that's needed to stimulate somebody to go and strive for greatness. Because being average is forgotten. You are not an average person. You are extraordinary. I love to say the word phenomenal. You are phenomenal. I'll never forget when I got that word. Somebody inspired me, stimulated me. I listened to a video by Mr. Eric Thomas, and he said, you know, something about being phenomenal, and it just resonated. I just knew automatically that guy's talking to me because he's right. You were born phenomenal. And what do I mean? You are one in a million, a one in a million. Your life, if you say it's random and God doesn't exist, is still a one in a million shot, all right? So make the most of it. And if God is real, he gave you this one in a million shot. And I tend to believe the latter because I believe that there is optimism. I believe that there is hope, you know. But even if you believe otherwise, make sure that you understand something. You are not promised anything, right? Nobody's promised anything. But while we're here, make sure we make the most of it. Strive for more, aspire for more, demand more of yourself, all right? Love yourself more, give yourself time, put some energy and effort into yourself, and make sure that you're having an existence that is full of love, life, and passion with smiles, enthusiasm, happiness, joy. Okay, guys, I want you to understand this. Make sure that you live a life full of all of these things. Get the most out of it. Live a life of abundance. Live a happy life, right? Make sure that your life is enjoyable. Make sure that your life is enjoyable. So work towards having the enjoyment that you like to have in life and work on enjoying the little things in life more and stressing over things that are out of your hands a little bit less. And I'm going to tell you right now, you will be extremely exponentially blessed. All right, that's my time, guys. And remember, smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K would suggest. He'll probably be on a program again tomorrow. And remember, yesterday was a success. Today we'll expect nothing less. Thank you for your time again. My name is Kamau J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz. This is indeed WKMX Positive Power Meeting Hour, KMX Morning Meeting for the Success Minded Entrepreneur. And remember that very important thing that I said with the five affirmations. God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be. And he loves you. So trust me when I tell you this. He gave you this opportunity for a reason. I'm not talking about them. I said he gave you this opportunity for a reason. You might not understand that. All right, hold on a second. You said, I don't believe in God. I said he gave you this opportunity for a reason. He gave you this opportunity for a reason. Absorb that message. Make the rest of your life the best of your life, and make sure you remember that you are a success always. Stay blessed, stay in your lane, and make sure that you are moving up and moving forward and staying positive. That's my time, guys. So remember my favorite number. Deuces!